Say echoes from the burning bush.
Muted.
That's where you get the carbon from when you convert it. It's from the burning bush.
What is it about H197 that is preferable?
It's the only one that works.
What does 197 mean?
It's a number of isotope.
What does that refer to?
It means molecules. 197 hydrogen molecules or elements, ion oscillates. I can't get the right word exactly, but I think it's molecules.
It's not molecules, it's atoms.
Atoms. Insulin O's, the C-122, H-197, and O-98. And those are 122 molecules of carbon, 197 molecules of hydrogen. But they're isotopes, right, Carol? So they may not be molecules, they're isotopes. And then 98 molecules of oxygen. That is the secret formula. And the key part of it is H-197, which we stabilize to make RNA drops, super sugar, all the good stuff.
Because it's H-197, that whole molecule is defined within negative pH, is that right?
We would say eventually, wouldn't we say, Carol? You have to go through the generations unless there's something else ion would say. Doesn't require generations.
Does negative pH affect charge?
No, it does not.
Is negative pH like the gut frictionless and charge is the world of friction? Can we make that parallel?
No, H-197 is U-W-L-A-M. U-W-L-A-M.
And that is what?
It's referring to Solomon's temple, the porch.
Okay, anything else that you first said? You didn't say that in the first sentence.
No, but that's from Ezekiel's vision.
Which relates to exactly what we're talking about, been talking about.
Okay. 1 Kings 6, 3, 1 Kings 7, 6, 1 Kings 7, 7, 1 Kings 7, 8, 1 Kings 7, 12, 1 Kings 7, 19, 1 Kings 7, 21, 1 you can't do Chronicles. Sorry, you can't have Chronicles.
No.
Chronicles
only
Powers.
Only
Ezekiel 8:16. Ezekiel 40, verse 7, Ezekiel 40, verse 8, Ezekiel 40, verse 9, Ezekiel 40, 15, Ezekiel 40, 49, Ezekiel 40, 40, Ezekiel 40, 48.
All right, why would you say Ezekiel is more important than the book of Revelation?
It actually gives you the formulas
of these technological breakthroughs.
Yeah, but you're not qualified to have that conversation. That's only with Dr. Dean, and you know that.
See, I've been checking out the background of all this stuff. I'm equal to Karen now in understanding.
Oh. So you know about Ezekiel 44:3 then?
I certainly do. And Carol doesn't.
It is for the prince. The prince, he shall sit and eat bread before the Lord.
Ooh.
He shall enter by the way of the porch, H-197. Of that gate, and shall go out the way of the same. Yeah. Yeah. Or 46:2, and the prince shall enter in the way of porch H-197 at that gate without, and shall stand by the post of the gate, and the priest shall prepare his burnt offering and his peace offerings, and he shall worship at the threshold of the gate. And he shall go out, but the gate shall not be shut until the evening. Lord, Lord, Ezekiel 46:8. And when the prince shall enter, he shall go by the way of the porch, H-197, of that gate. And he shall go forth the way thereof.
You're talking about flow, coming and going.
Joel 2:17. Let the priest and the ministers of the Lord weep between the porch, H-197, and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord. Give not thine heritage to reproach, and the heathen shall rule over them. Wherefore they should say among the people, where is their God? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can bring up other topics, anybody. John's pretty well blown his wad.
Oh, well, not necessarily.
He gave me some, he's done.
Which JW is speaking right now?
Good.
Five.
Which one was talking to me about the three?
Yes, they're changing.
That was three?
Before, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
We've had number five before. Yeah. He stays around Edinburgh in Scotland. It seems to be a favorite place of JW5.
Can we have three right now?
Sorry.
Okay. Lately, I've been having issues with being heard clearly, and I thought it was just my phone or my headset, but since there's also stuff happening around my throat chakra, I'm thinking it's not my phone, it's not my headset, maybe it's a little bit more than that.
It is. It's great. What's happening is, darling, is you're shifting, your body's changing, so you shut it down because it's more than you can stand to actually hear. It's new. And so you shut it down, you temper it. It's like when you get in a bath, it's too hot. You want to get in so bad, but it's too hot. But you can put a little bit in so you don't put all of you in.
So then you
ease into it, and then it's okay. It's just a transition period.
So everything that's coming up or that's happening around my throat chakra is coming up to be cleared.
Yeah, and we don't have any problem taking a double barrel butcher knife and cutting all them chakras out of you because you don't need them, any of them.
Okay, we don't need chakras.
Uh-uh. No, because you might get they're too shocking. You use the chakras to flow energy. You use the chakra to balance. Use the chakras to find your innermost being self and blah, 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 blah. Well, if you didn't have no chakras, you wouldn't have all them to blame on things, to identify where all the problem areas are. You wouldn't have any problems. So you'll get rid of them chakras soon enough. But we understand mm-hmm. your words, and we're not warring you. We're just saying soon that'll pass away.
Since it's not in my headset or my phone, there's no need for me to try to find something different, something in which I can be heard clearly.
Lather, rinse, repeat. We can hear you just fine. You're hearing us just fine. Lather, rinse, repeat. Don't get stuck. Move on. Lather, rinse, repeat. I like this better. I like this worse. I like this better. I like this worse. Turn it up. Turn it down. Turn it over. You're fixing to go into the Android meme. Straight into the cloud. And no wonder you can't hear. There's so much being said, you can't hear nothing. Everything in the world, most of what you can't hear, you wish you didn't have. You're getting these tearing up, ripped up, sipped up, dripped up, sipped up, mess. You can't even see which end you can get to. Good Lord, suffering cats. More information pumped through you in a half a day than all of the earlier centuries put together behind. Talking about that cashier records couldn't hold shit for what you go through in the cloud in the morning time. We're fixing to get really amped up. We're fixing to amp it up. Show enough, amp it up. So it's a good thing you don't hear quite.
So
you don't hear through your throat chakra right then because it'd be more than you could stand. So let it soften. Let it soften. It's going to. Let the river flow. It'll be all right.
You're very clear right now, Eliza, and it's not a matter of you hearing, it's you being heard. Right, Eliza?
Yeah, it's a matter of me being heard clearly.
You're actually being very clear, right?
Well, we can model it up and we can help it up. We have. It's okay.
Well, I'm so glad the issue is not in my headset because I've tried so many.
See, and that's contrast. That's contrast. You're fine, darling. Bob tries that shit with us, too. He chat that shit with us, too. Don't worry. It's just bobbed them.
We can hear you. Did you get a new set?
I'm actually using the same headset. I just have the mic piece covered with two nylon stockings.
Well, you've done that before, and it didn't work all the time.
See?
Bob said it didn't work all the time.
So you're not going to survive, Dobbs Town. Just don't even try. You're not going to do it. No one has. Even Bob didn't make it through Dobbs Town, so he's safe.
He got thrown out of his own civilization. Your little snuggle house, and she goes, look at it. It gets fainter and fainter as the night
goes. Well, honey, you got it right now. Karen's going to bed. You can get strapped naked now.
October 11th, 2011, something occurred that involved my daughter and I. Just recently, I spoke with Andrea Rigo, and I want to learn how I can step into my power because I want to change the decision that was. I spoke with Andrea Rigo about a few weeks ago, and I didn't like the decision that was made.
Then do it like Ezekiel 41:25. And there were made on them, on the doors of the temple, cherubims and palm trees, like as were made upon the walls. And there were thick planks upon the face of the porch, H197 without.
Can you explain how that relates to how I would want the decision to be reset?
You want to raise it to a higher level, a higher porch. The decision that was made was too low. It was from a lower place.
Yeah.
You want a different decision. You want a better decision. You want one that you drive. That decision was made for you. You didn't make that decision. So don't embrace it.
I go about doing that by using my word.
Yes. That's the word you heard you didn't like. So use the word to change that.
Does it involve anything else, like in my emotions or something? I want to create by using my word.
Lord, honey, we hope it doesn't include your emotions. That wouldn't make it survive.
I just heard you speaking about it a few minutes ago.
Yeah, be soft. Be soft about it. It'll be okay. Be soft about it, but don't give up and push right through it. Push right through it. Quietly, gently, easily, and push right through it.
Can Ion help in that?
We already have. You asked the question.
So I'm just going to use my word and push right through it.
Why don't you use the porch? 1 Kings 7:7. Then he made a porch, H197, for the throne where he might judge. Even the porch, H197, of judgment, and it was covered with cedar from one side of the floor to the other. Build a porch and judge it. And once you judge the decision, it doesn't apply to you. How's that? That's practical, isn't it?
It is. Can you just explain how I can do that in regards to this?
Do it. Do that. Elevate it. Elevate your position. An edict has been laid on you. You don't agree with the edict. Take it to a higher level and address it. Sorry, that doesn't apply to me. No, thank you. Thank you for your concern. Thank you for your words. However, they do not apply to me. I do not receive those words. But thank you. You appreciate the engagement. You just don't have to be judged by the ramification. And when you embrace that, you quell all that other conversation. Then you can go back in your past, change up your history, make your future different, and it will be as though it never was.
That's what I want to do.
Well, you can't do that to get your words right, honey, because you just go back and fuck it up worse than you have already. We would just say, go back and fix it. And if we sent you back to fix it now, you'd fuck it up worse than what you
Conference will automatically end in 10 minutes.
That's why I want Ion to help me with this. Because I don't want to fuck it up.
We are. We tell you, take it to the porch. Address it on the porch. Then go for it. You can even wear clothes.
Are there 13 or more than 12 zodiac signs?
Much more.
So that means there's more than 12 months.
Oh, absolutely. There's no month. There aren't any months.
The Gregorian calendar that we use.
Bullshit.
Bullshit.
So there's much more zodiac signs than there are the current 12.
Oh, yeah.
Well, so we must be way off.
It's useless. That's why it's called the horoscope. H-O-R-R-O-R-S-C-O-P-E. Horoscope. You're doing okay with us, though, Eliza. Just stick with us. Don't go that old.
All is well. All is well. All is well. You all right? Or go there. Do whatever the hell you want to do. That's what they won't tell you. They want to keep you under their thumb. And we're saying, honey, we're going to free you for joyful obedience. Tear it up. Get after it. We say get after it. Go head-to-head, toe-to-toe with all of them. It's all right with us. Because every way you come out like that, you come out more in your power than you were in. And everything I can do to get you more back into your power is a good damn day.
Now, take your clothes off, Eliza. Come on.
No, that's our Miss Brooks over there.
So, Ion, speaking of taking clothes off, a couple of weeks ago you told me to roll in the pollen because I was having
problems
with my... And so what I did was totally embrace the pollen, and I feel great, and it all went away.
Yeah, but it was pretty rough for about a day or so, wasn't it?
It was. It did. It did get a little worse. But then it was just gone, and you know what? I just didn't think about it, and then a couple of days later I realized, oh, it's all gone. So
and, it works even better with little babies that they say are eat up with allergies and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Give them whatever they say they're allergic to. Give them that. Give them that.
Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
I did. It works. It works. It works. It works.
It does work.
How very godly of you.
Well, one thing you said I wanted to just bring up during that conversation is I was a little angry about having allergies because I've never had them before.
Yeah.
I didn't want
You've never had this much opportunity to be God before either, honey.
No, you're right. Well, yeah, so I am now embracing that like I did the pollen. But I want to ask about, you said in response to my question about the allergies that I've never had them before, you said that the world is changing and I'm not keeping up with it or something to that effect.
That's right. It's going faster than you. You
so,
feel that the world is passing you by, because it is.
Oh, well.
No, you say that's what you say. You feel as though the world is just whisking by.
So, well.
Your word.
Well, I don't want that.
Well, then, as it's whisking by, that's the reason we said it's going faster than you. So, if you don't want that, then you should pick up the pace a bit. Now, when you pick up the pace, it's going to be a little more taxing, so you're going to be a little more tired. So you're going to have to get over that until you build up an endurance.
Mm-hmm.
You'll build up an endurance, and then all of a sudden it won't be a big thing at all. It'll be a happy thing.
Have you been doing that a while, you think?
Well, yeah.
Like with your pollen thing, you have endured.
Yep.
Endurance, yes.
Yes.
Mercy
and not
spirit
on
forever.
The pollen.
Well, the pollen thing is easy.
All of it is, honey.
All of it is.
You just make it hard. You make it hard. When there's a moose loose, a boot poos.
So I should just embrace it all, and just that will help me to get caught up.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Move around a little bit. Get into it.
Mm-hmm.
When you get invited, don't be so quick to wonder if you want to go or not. Just go.
Go.
Well, you know where that's coming from, don't you?
The moose is something about the hoose. That's a Canadian accent.
There is a moose loose about the hoose.
So was that a Canadian proverb?
No, Canadian proverbs are eat shit and die.
It's just an Ion phrase. It's Ion rap rhyme with a Canadian accent.
Oh.
Totally Ionic.
And the rain in Maine falls mainly on the plain.
Mm.
Diction.
I see.
How sweet. Okay, good. All in, all good, all done?
All done for now.
Thank you, Ion.
Very, very, very good. We are happily, forever, deliciously, and delightfully Barbara Stanwyck.